Clearly, detecting invasions before they happen is paramount for avoiding the crippling economic and biodiversity costs of such invasions. Scientists are working hard to create models to assess establishment risk over a certain time period using parameters like the probability that humans will move these species around, the environmental factors that are present to figure out where these, you know, what the likely areas are that species could occupy, their natural dispersal rates, and a bunch of anthropogenic and environmental covariates that come into play, perhaps related to climate change, disturbance, and other factors. National agencies have been charged with the task of forecasting invasions, like the USGS, the U.S. Geological Survey, with their Threat Forecasting and Decision Support Program, targeted at, quote, developing and enhancing capabilities to forecast and predict invasive species establishment and spread. And NOAA's National Centers for Coastal Ocean Science, that's forecasting the spread and bioeconomic impacts of invasive species, specifically in the Great Lakes. So it's a cause for optimism that people are understanding that if we can detect these invasions before they occur, we will not only save a lot of money, but also potentially prevent some of the worst impacts on biodiversity.